and welcome to Dear Pop Culture Podcast, brought to you by Comedy Here Often Podcast Network. This is the podcast where we talk about pop culture that is dear to us. I am your host, Gina Harms, and today I am joined by a very exciting guest. It's the very funny Maddie Kelly. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
You know, I'm really good.
Good. I am, for the listeners, I am currently not looking at Maddie. It's an audio experience. So I'm getting what you're getting.
Yeah, it's actually good. It's good for you to know what it's just pure sound.
Yeah, this is what the podcast is. So,
Gina is because of my broken computer and bad sound recording abilities. This is why I generally say I can't do people's podcasts. I've been saying no lately because it's been so broken. But Gina has to stare at my ceiling.
Cool. I guess we can just like get into the meat of the podcast. What have you been into lately? What's going on? What are you watching? Who are you into?
Okay. I mean, it's an interesting time to have a pop culture podcast because, you know, pop culture is sort of collapsing in on itself. What is pop culture of yesteryear? What is today? Because nothing's getting released. We're just all watching old stuff.
Yes. That's so funny.
That has nothing to do with our life.
It's funny you say that because like maybe a year ago, even I would have said like, oh, I wish they could just stop making TV for a year so I could catch up on everything. And then that literally happened.
And now you're like, oh my God, do you get PTSD when you're watching things where a stranger goes like, even especially if they do something nice, like let's say someone drops something and then someone else picks it up and gives it to them. I'm like, no, you can't do that.
Oh yeah. Only recently, like I heard people saying that like in the beginning of the pandemic, they're like, oh, I'm watching a show and it's weird. They're not wearing masks, but that's only really gotten to me recently that I've been like, oh wait, they're shaking hands. Ugh.
Yeah, shaking hands are like a party scene or something, and you're just like,
yes.
Oh. If I see people flirt, like if I see good flirting or chemistry in a show, I ruin my week. I go crazy. I can't believe that used to exist.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's I am like sort of lucky right now because I'm working my like day job, my coffee shop job, and mm-hmm. So. I have gotten a few of those like interactions. Everyone's wearing masks and there's like glass at the counter, but I still like, you know, there's like a regular customer who comes in who's like very cute and I can like chat with him and flirt with him. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm not used to talking to people.
That is so great that happens to you. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah. I was like off work for 6 months and you just don't realize.
It's your leg.
Yeah. So you don't realize how much those like tiny interactions like affect you.
Well, the interaction is tinier and tinier because now I'm truly like flirting by just trying to convey my entire expression out of my eyeballs.
Right. Yeah.
Which is not generally like I was using my whole face when I was flirting. Let me tell you that. I wasn't, I wasn't like Arabian Nights. Like Princess Jasmine flirting. I didn't know how to do that, but now I have to learn. You know, I was always a big fan of like, you look at someone on the street, kind of like, ooh, give them a little smile.
Yes. Yes. I loved a smile on the street.
Yeah. No more. No more of that. Now I have to shoot intention out of my eyeballs.
Do you bat your eyelashes?
I know. I don't think I have big enough eyes. My grandma used to say that about flirting. She was like, well, you don't, I was like, I really wanted a boyfriend when I was a kid. And I would be like, I don't get why I don't have one. And I'll be like seven. I'd be like, this is just bullshit. I'm sick of being single. I'm like nine years old.
Aww.
Like, I know. And my grandma was like, you just walk by a garage. That's how she says garage. And nice. You wear your best dress and you go walking by the garage that you know the boys are at. And you go, woohoo, hi boys. And you walk and you bat your eyelashes and walk away. Like she was like, you idiot. Like, why don't you do that? And I was like, that is not what we're doing anymore. There's no garage full of boys where I live.
Right. Yeah.
No. Boys are inside playing video games. They're not outside waiting for me to walk by in a dress.
Oh my God. Wish it was that easy.
I wish it was that easy, man.
God, like being catcalled. Like, when was the last time you were catcalled? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. Me. You know what's funny? We have a mutual friend, Danica. She's been on the show, right?
Yes. Yes, she has.
I always get catcalled. I always get called horrible things when I'm with her. People hate us when we're together. They're like, you guys are fucking whores. And then she goes crazy. It's very funny. It oh, only my happens God. When I'm with, in Vancouver, it only happens when I'm with her.
Weird. Mm-hmm. It's because you guys must be just like walking and laughing and having fun, and people hate that. Men hate.
I know. Terrorize the neighborhood.
Oh my God. Wow. What is some pop culture you've been into lately? I've been watching WandaVision. Have you watched that?
Yeah, I'm up to date. I'm up to date on WandaVision.
I haven't watched like the last two episodes. I just started it this week. That's very good. Do you like it?
I do. Yeah, I do like it. I don't really understand it. I don't understand who it's for. Because I feel like I'm a huge sitcom person and have watched like, I was always like that. Like I would watch like I Love Lucy and, you know, all the decades of sitcoms. So now show is doing all the decades of sitcoms and I'm like, do I even like this? But then I think I do because I've watched all of it.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's like did you watch all the Marvel movies too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love those. And so I'm like, this is a perfect crossover for me. But then, yeah, like a lot of the people I've seen like tweeting about WandaVision are a lot of like gay men on Twitter. And I am assuming, probably wrongfully assuming and stereotyping that most of them don't like the Marvel movies.
Right. So they've made, right.
But they love WandaVision.
Here's how I think of a Marvel movie. I think of it when someone goes, like when you said, you know, you watch WandaVision, I'm like, yeah. Like, yeah. You know, like I also, yeah, of course. Like I like these things. I like to have a good cry at them. Superhero movies always make me cry really hard. If there's ever a moment on television where someone sacrifices themselves to the greater good, I will start sobbing every time. Every time someone thinks they're going to die and they're like, no one else knows what they're going to do. And they go off and that makes me cry really hard.
Yeah. That's a great, a great trope.
I've cried at WandaVision several times.
Oh, really? I'm surprised I haven't. I'm usually a big crier, but I could
see. Are you a big crier?
I am in like movies and television and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I love
it. I've never known that about you. Are you a Grey's Anatomy fan?
No. I feel like I have. I like when Grey's Anatomy first started, I watched it a bit. I didn't get into it. I probably could have though, but that would have made me cry too much. Too much.
That's like too much crying. Yeah. Do you have shows that you use for specific reasons? Like you're like, oh, like I need to have a sad time, or like, you know what I mean? Like, are you?
Yeah. With movies.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm more of a rewatch of movies than shows.
What's a movie you would rewatch to cry?
Terms of Endearment.
Oh, okay. 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 This is real. Real crap.
Yay. Oh yeah. That's a big, oh my God. Or honestly, I have talked about this on the show, but Armageddon.
Really?
That's what, he sacrifices himself. That's the thing he does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, to me, that's like saying you cried at Rambo. Like that would just be incongruous for me.
But it's like a Marvel movie. It's an action movie.
You're right. It's an action. I know. I cry very hard at action movies. I cry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. I cry a lot at Star Wars. I always watch all the Star Wars. And I'm, oh my God. Oh. My ex-boyfriend took me to watch like the second Star Wars. Like when the one where the second of the reboot of the reboot, you know, like the when Carrie Fisher died and then the movie came out.
Yeah.
And the opening credits came on and I just started absolutely sobbing my head off in the theater and basically didn't stop crying the whole movie.
Oh my God.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, there's some movies I'm like, don't go see that in the theater, Maddie. Like, it's so funny because for other people, a superhero movie or a Star Wars movie is like, go see that in the theater. You want to see all the special effects. And I'm like, no, do this at home because you're going to have a big cry.
Right. It'll be too emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like the theater almost makes me cry more too. You're really in it.
when I saw three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah.
I had to, they had to ask me to leave because I wouldn't leave the theater. I was just sitting there like, I'll like think I've stopped crying and then I'll start again. And then it's like, I don't want to walk through the, you know, the movie theater.
Oh yeah.
Wander through still crying. So I kept trying to compose my, oh my God. When I saw Inside Out in the theater, holy shit.
Pixar movies, it's my not even fair.
Do not watch a Pixar. I can't watch a Pixar movie in the theater. My friend didn't know what to do. She had to, I cried on the bus home the whole time.
Oh no.
I'm starting to think I'm just a fragile person actually through this conversation, but
it just, well, like that's because I will cry a lot, but it usually doesn't last that long for me. So that's like, it really gets to you.
It really does. When I saw Seeking a Friend for the End of the World, I cried so violently, like literally, not like tears, like sobbing in the movie.
Right.
Then me and my mom went across the street afterwards to Urban Outfitters and I started crying again.
Oh,
and then the next day we went to our friend's house and they asked me how the movie was and I started crying.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Just talking about it.
Just talking about it.
That's I think like the hardest I've cried was probably, I think honestly it was like Finding Dory or something. And because I saw it by myself.
And then, oh no.
In the theater, and then you get up and you're surrounded by children and you're just like this woman sobbing.
Yeah. Do you go to the movies a lot alone?
Yeah. I miss that so much.
I've only done it once and I hated it. I actually can't watch movies alone. I can only watch TVs alone. I can sometimes force myself to watch a movie, but it's like really hard work for me.
Oh, I think it's like the theaters is because probably I worked at the movie theater as a teen. And then my brother did too. And often like I would be there kind of like waiting for him to finish work. And I'd just like pop into whatever theater. And I don't know. I just got very used to like sitting in there alone.
Yeah. There's no one to hold your popcorn. When you go to the bathroom, you know, I don't know. I just felt very
true. Yeah.
I didn't really like it. I went to see, the only movie I've ever seen alone was Life of the Party with Melissa McCarthy. And I was in New York and I went to it alone and just thought it was really sad that I was there alone.
Yeah. I think seeing a comedy when you want to like laugh out loud alone, that's awkward.
Yeah. And I'm just having, I guess you're right.
But no, I do it all. I'll see anything alone. That's my thing.
I miss the movie theaters very much.
Oh, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move into the next part of the pod. Let's move into your youth. What's some pop culture you were into? Like,
okay, my youth. What era? Childhood? What's the
like,
deal?
Yeah, I usually say like middle school because that's when you kind of get really into things. But like anything that you think is significant.
I think we've got like first era. It's like, you know, you're watching Treehouse, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, like that's, I think it's weird too. Cause it's like now, I don't know, I have television memories like pretty early. You'd watch these cartoons or shows that were like truly meant for 3-year-olds, which
Like what?
In our era. Like, okay, there was this show called The Mole Sisters and it was like very sketchily drawn moles and they would just walk around because like they make such like weird TV for kids that age because they don't like think of anything. So they're just like, the mole, you're my sister. And the other one's like, yeah, I'm your sister. And they run around.
Oh my God.
Like, was Max and Ruby anything that was in your world?
I am aware of Max and Ruby. They're the rabbits, right? I was a little older.
You were older. See, I wasn't into Max and Ruby, but my sister would watch Max and Ruby. And I was like, what the fuck is this show where this older sister rabbit is truly the mother to an idiot? Like that was the whole, Max was so dumb, this little guy. And then Ruby was so like, she was like 13 going on 30 vibes.
Weird.
Okay, so yeah, that's early. Then, you know, I loved Amanda Bynes, loved Hilary Duff, loved Avril Lavigne. I would call that my girl boss era.
Yes, the teen queens. Even in the
cartoons. You know what's funny is like, I think you would have such a different opinion of a children's show as an adult because of what it turns your kids into. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because my mom, I wasn't allowed to watch this show called Totally Spies because my mom said that when I watched it, I talked like a Valley Girl afterwards and she didn't want me to talk like that.
Oh, that's so
funny. But I love that show. I remember that show.
They were so cool.
Oh, they were so cool. Like, they never explained. Spies. I went back and watched the pilot. They never explained why they're spies. It's in media res. Yeah. It's just like the whole show is just like, they're totally spies.
They totally are. Yeah. It was like,
that's fine.
It was like Charlie's Angels. It kind of was Charlie's Angels.
It literally was Charlie's Angels.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
No, it was perfect Charlie's Angels. And so their guy wasn't named Charlie. He was named Jerry.
Right.
And we used to play it on the schoolyard. And I had to be Jerry when we played it.
No.
I didn't get to be one of the girls. And I always wanted to.
Oh, that's so rude.
I know.
That's funny. I remember when I was in kindergarten, my friends used to play Sailor Moon.
Mm. And
I don't even remember who I got to be, but we actually always used to fight over who got to be Queen Beryl, the villain.
Really?
Because
who was the green one?
Jupiter.
That's who I was.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I think I was Venus because she was blonde. I just feel like, but yeah, but we would fight over who got to be the villain because when we would play, the villain always got to sit on top of this like box on the playground.
Mm-hmm. See, sometimes your surroundings will actually affect who you want to play.
Yeah. I'm like, that's so weird. True. Like, anyway,
because we used to play house and the person who got to play the dog would get to eat treats and everyone else would have to give you little treats like candies or whatever as a dog. So actually dog was ended up being quite the position.
That's wow. Yeah. That's so funny.
Did you play house? What are they like? Okay.
Oh,
what
are the things you played? Yeah, that's funny. I feel we'll like house is like universal. Like I think kids still play house. But I don't even remember like, okay, one of the things that me and my brother would play, we would play that we were sucked into video games.
That's cute.
We would like act out that like we were pretending to play a video game, like miming it. And then we'd be like, whoa. And then like, wait, what video game are you stuck in?
Oh, you mean different ones?
I think so. Yeah. This was a game we played a lot.
It wasn't just pure Jumanji. It was like, you guys would choose your own adventure. That's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, I'm in Mario.
Earliest memory of playing like that would be Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, nice.
Which I was firmly and utterly Buttercup. And I still feel like that. And I actually currently have what I've realized just in this exact second is her haircut.
Oh, right really? Now.
Yeah, I just cut my hair.
Bob. Oh.
Bob. Yeah.
I can't see.
Yeah. Listener, don't worry. Gina can't see the haircut either.
Yeah. We'll just have to take her word for it.
Yeah. Everybody, I look exactly like her. Don't question me on it.
That's funny because I actually. Yeah, I loved Powerpuff Girls. I was actually going to guess that you were Buttercup. Isn't that funny?
Whoa, that makes me happy.
Yep, it's true.
That was one of the only times I was allowed to pick the right character for me, because I don't think you would guess that I'd be Jerry.
Right. Yeah, no. You
know? Or the dog in the house.
No. Yeah, it's funny. We've talked about that like a little bit, a few episodes on the show, just of having to like play the thing that you didn't want to be as a kid. That's come up a few times, like someone, like people having to be the wrong Spice Girl, you know, the sacrifice.
Did you play The Sims?
That we make I loved The Sims
because I always had to we'd get together we'd eat we'd get together and we would eat taquitos from the freezer. Nice. And it was like, you know, we'd make the family, we'd all be one of them, and then the like I wasn't allowed to be one of the teenagers. I always wanted to be one. It was like the house, you'd make the mom and the dad, you'd make the teenagers, and the teenagers are pretty.
Right.
I was always had to be a baby.
Oh.
I know. They made me be a Maddie. The Maddie character was the baby.
Oh, no.
I know.
That's
I
like,
never had to play somewhere else, you know?
That's just your friends bullying you.
I know, but that's funny now because it's like, I don't know, you know? at the time, I remember feeling really hard done by that. And I'm like, what were you doing where you were just like whining about this? Like, I don't know, do something else. Get your own thing going.
Right. Yeah. You could play The Sims.
I don't know. People.
Yeah.
But like, why are you accepting this B role that makes you so furious, you know?
Oh, yeah. I would have done the same thing, though.
My friend recently told me with The Sims that like, because I was playing with her. This is like early quarantine. We were quarantined together with her parents playing The Sims, which tells you a lot. We're 24. And I was like, oh, we should like kill the people or like make something. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, you know, we should do something.
Yeah.
She's like, she couldn't, like, I was like trying to make everyone look like fucked up and like have them cheat on each other. And she was like, what are you doing? Like, she couldn't, she just makes happy, pretty people in nice houses and then moves on. That's it. Nothing bad. I was like, yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
And you like play the game, because in like the newer ones, they have like jobs and stuff. And it's like, I don't know. That's so boring. Yeah. I would. Yeah. Making them cheat on each other. That was the funnest thing.
Definitely loved making them cheat on each other. Yeah.
Yeah. And just like, or just like making a new character to like flirt with the guy in front of the girl and then having the girl get mad and slap the other girl. Love drama.
Love drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to see what you could do also, you know, like I just want weird things. But then she just, you know, yeah. I wasn't like a huge kill them person, but I did like when they turned into an urn. That was very funny to me.
Oh, yeah.
When the Grim Reaper comes and turns them into a little urn.
Yeah, that is so, it's creepy.
So weird.
Yeah, I wasn't into killing them either. I also thought it was funny when you could like make them have sex, but it's called a woohoo.
Woohoo was huge. Yeah, woohoo was big sexual. Like, I think that was like how I mean, not how I learned about sex, but definitely one of the earlier representations of sex I saw.
Yeah. Same.
People going under the covers and jiggling all around.
Or in the hot tub.
Oh, yeah. They could, oh, yeah. Right. Even that, if you're 10, this idea that you could have sex in a hot tub, that's new. That was
yes.
New.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's scandalous. I remember,
oh, here's a funny one. When I was like 11, what I thought was appointment television, because we didn't have a DVR yet, was Ugly Betty.
Oh,
I thought that America was the funniest Ferreira. Best show of all time.
I never watched it, but
you couldn't, like, you couldn't talk to me at 8 p.m. on a Thursday. I'd want to watch Ugly Betty. I was so invested in it.
Right, you would like plan your life around it.
Yeah,
that's great. Is it have you seen it recently? Do you think it holds up?
No, I haven't. I bet it doesn't hold up at all. It's called Ugly Betty. called Ugly Betty, and it's about America Ferrera, who's like beautiful. I was actually Ugly Betty for Halloween one year.
Oh, I like that.
And the poncho and the glasses.
Oh my God. Yeah. I guess that is kind of problematic, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like,
and it's like, yeah, she's ugly, but it's like the she's all that thing where you like take off her glasses. She's beautiful.
But Ugly Betty, they didn't particularly take off her glasses to such a crazy extent.
Right. She's always ugly.
Like, she still had braces, you know?
Oh, true.
I think the idea was, you know, the fashion industry's, you got to be thin and white. And then here's this chubby Latina girl. She's the hero of the show, you know?
Right.
I just heard, oh, you can't be chubby. Oh, okay. All right. It's like how me and Danica were talking about this the other day, that all these books I read when I was young about eating disorders. And I was like, okay, so I should have one of these. It seems like every girl I've ever heard of in media has one. And Danica was like, yeah. And they taught you how to do it.
Right. Yeah. It was like, what, not enough about how bad it was. It was just that everyone had one.
I didn't even know people had eating disorders. So now you're just telling me that all the pretty girls have them. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to have one then. That's all I learned.
You just put the idea in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad.
Oh my God. Going back to the Halloween costume, did you have any other like Halloween costumes that you loved?
I've never been, I've always had really high expectations and ideals for myself, and I've never really been good at pulling them off. I don't know. I usually come up with the costume like day of, which is not good. And I never want to, but then I always put it off.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Some people are really good at it. Some people are really good at costumes. I'm not great.
Yeah, it's hard to put something together. And then like now everything's just like store-bought, so you can just like go out and pick up whatever. And it's like, oh, okay. I don't know. I like when people put in an effort and like make something.
I know. Like, I know when they make something, it's so cool. And they're so creative and good at that. I've really realized for myself that wearing a painting on a mustache or a beard makes me quite happy.
Okay.
So I was a pirate this year, the mustache, and that felt good to me.
I like that. Yeah. That's fun.
And then I kept putting on more and more things that were like masculine through the night. Like by the end of the night, I was just had a fake mustache. And then by the end of the night, I had like a full beard and sideburns and a sock shoved down my pants. What did you do for Halloween this year?
God, what did I do? I guess it was quarantine. I don't think I did anything.
I built a very long chute to be able to give candy to neighborhood children.
Oh, that's nice.
And then, you know, when you're like trying to get drunk and you just don't feel drunk and you're like, why am I feeling I feel drunk? I'm so drunk. It was one of those nights. I hate those. When you just can't get drunk.
Yeah. And you just get like tired and like, ugh, it's an awful feeling.
Yeah. You're just, I know. And then I was like, wow, I'm 24. I lost my youth. Can't even get drunk on Halloween.
what a write-off. Yeah, I just remembered I literally got a COVID test the day before Halloween last year.
No.
So I tested negative, but still I didn't, so I was just at home isolating.
Yeah. Isolating. Do you eat candy?
Oh yeah, I bought candy. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you like candy, Gina? I don't know this about you either.
Do I like candy?
Yeah.
Yes, I love chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what's your favorite? What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Dots.
Dots?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
That's the only reason I like Halloween candy. That's like, that's why, that's you can really come here, you get dots.
Are they like kind of chewy? I don't even know.
Yeah. They're like gumdrops and they come in a little box.
Yeah. That's weird. I've never really had them or like thought much of them, but I used to have a Dots blanket.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I totally know who you are now. You know what I mean? In middle school, I can imagine. When did you have this?
No, I bought it. Yeah. I guess like grade 9.
Yeah. We would have been friends. Cause I had a lot of like metal lunch boxes.
Oh my God. I love that.
I don't know why I kept buying it. I'd be like, It's a metal Junior Mints lunchbox, and I thought it was really cool.
Oh yes, mm-hmm. that feels very, I'm very like antique.
Yeah,
like no one our age had metal lunchboxes,
and I had to buy it at the candy store.
Oh, okay.
I didn't take my lunch in it. I think I kept my jewelry in it. You know, one of those people.
Oh yeah. Oh, I definitely would have kept jewelry in something like that.
I also remember being really into that I got these, they were called carpet dots at IKEA.
I don't know.
They were like maybe 2 feet wide carpet circles. Quite okay. small. And then you'd buy like 5 and you'd put them in your room. And then it was like, you have these little polka dots of carpet. And I thought that was so cool interior design wise. And I was like, wow, what a thing. Now I'm like, what the fuck is, why the fuck would you want a bunch of dots of like, what?
Yeah, no, I can see that as a teenager though. Like, oh my God, like, I don't know. It's so mod.
It's so, oh, I wanted to be a mod so badly.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah,
I bought like t-shirts that said like Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh my God, yes, a graphic tee.
Those were so in.
Yeah. God, we had like, you know, those ones that would say like boys are smelly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those were really big.
Oh, the worst one I ever had said vampires prefer brunettes.
Oh my God.
I know. Isn't that mortifying?
Oh, that's funny. I had one that said never trust a redhead.
And why? Were you ready? You're not.
No. And I thought it was hilarious because I had a friend who had red hair.
Oh my God. That's very funny.
Yeah.
How come kids are marketed such sassy things? That's such a big thing. It's like, she's a sassy, like Old Navy wants the girls to be sassy.
Oh yeah. Well, even now, like I have nephews and like all their shirts are like, oh, like I'd rather be playing video games, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's so much attitude. Ugh.
I would love to dress a little boy. That'd be fun.
You know? Yeah, they're cute.
They're cute.
It's mostly just fun t-shirts and.
Yeah. They get to wear like a long, I put them in like a long sleeve with a t-shirt on top.
Oh yeah.
I'd actually do that for girls and boys. I'm very excited about that. I always love that look.
Mm. Oh yeah. Dressing toddlers. Yeah. So cute.
But I'll tell you something. And I don't mean to be this person. I know this is a cold take, but like, I'm going to be selective because I will not put them in a little baby fedora.
Oh God. Yeah. That's
you know,
fair.
We're going kid clothes. I'm going overalls, like tights, like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh yes. I don't like that when a kid's wearing like something that I could be wearing.
Yeah. I'm not going to give the kid like a blazer, you know?
No.
He doesn't need that either. Because he should be playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you allowed to dress yourself or no?
I think so. I don't really remember. But I'm pretty sure. Were you?
Yeah, I think I was quite independent with my.
Oh yeah. Outfits. You wear crazy clothes.
I wear like a tutu, and I'd be like,
oh,
you know that kid? I'd be like, yeah. I also, I was always just trying to like stand out, and then people would be like, "Hey, you stand out," and I'd be like, "Don't fucking look at me."
Yeah.
I never understood that if you dress in attention getting clothes, you're going to get attention for the clothes. And that was obviously a thing I was trying to do on purpose, you know?
Right. Yeah. I have a problem now.
No, I like the way you dress.
Oh, thank you.
To me, that's like you're dressing annoying on purpose and then being like, you know?
Yes, I don't dress annoying, but I wear like a lot of like graphic tees with like a band or a musician or something on it, and then such a conversation starter. I'm always just like, I don't want to talk about it. Like I wear this.
Oh, but that's cool, Gina. That's very cool.
Yeah, I wear this like Whitney Houston sweatshirt to work, and like more than once, people have been like, oh, wow, you're probably not old enough to listen to Whitney Houston. And I'm like, well, she's like she's one of the best artists ever. Like, shut up.
It sucks when people are condescending, for sure.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's truly like young women are not allowed to be interested in things. And I get that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You can't win.
But also like people are like, okay, like you... Like, I liked Doctor Who, right?
Mm.
And I like Doctor Who exclusively to talk to other people who like Doctor Who, you know?
Yeah.
But that's how everything works.
Right.
That's how all common interests work. Like, you want to know the things people whose taste you like. That doesn't mean you're like this she-devil running in circles you don't belong in, you know?
Yeah, you're not like faking it, like tricking people.
No, I wanted to get into it, and then I did. And then I had, my little I had my little Doctor Who travel cup. It was exciting for me.
Nice. Doctor Who was never something that I saw. Are you into like sci-fi stuff a lot?
I guess so. I liked, I mean, like the very lowest level, right. Star Wars, and Doctor Who, and.
I guess that stuff is all like it's sci-fi, but it is like mainstream. It's not like
I remember trying. I wanted to read comic books so badly. Like I wanted to be a girl that read comic books so badly, and I would like watch vlogs about it, and then I'd like go to the store and like ask her recommendation, and get intimidated and like buy something and not really like it.
Yeah.
I like X-Men. I remember liking X-Men a lot.
I think X-Men is my favorite. Like, I've never read the comics, but out of the movies, it's not, they're not the best movies, but for some reason, I just love that world.
It's a good world. I was really, yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. Who's your favorite X-Men?
I think that girl who's like changing vibes, you know, changing faces, Mystique. Oh,
Mystique. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I liked her, and I think I like James Marsden with the vibes, the little sunglasses on.
Oh yeah.
He was always like, yeah, almost accidentally cutting off everyone's head.
Yeah. He was so angsty in those movies.
They were all angsty. That was also definitely part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No one understands them.
No one understands them. They're mutants. The world calls them mutants.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
It's horrible.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, because like, so you, growing up, like your mom was an actress. Is this correct? Mm-hmm. So did she have like movies or shows that like she like made you watch? Was that a
thing? Oh yeah. We were big like movie TV education. Well, there was two things. One, we were all watching television as part of like the junket of watching television, where you're like, what pilots got picked up, what didn't, who do we know in what show, like who blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And there would be a lot of fights because me and my stepdad would want to watch Survivor and American Idol, and my mom would be like, you're literally putting us out of business. Like, this is our industry. Like, this is the end of scripted television. Little did we know.
Yeah.
It was just the beginning.
True.
But then yeah, they made me watch a lot of like classics and stuff, and yeah, it's actually hard for me to watch dramas because I just watch for acting.
Oh really?
Like, I'm so in my head analyzing all the performances the whole time sometimes.
Right. And it's like always kind of been that way, been ingrained into you.
Yeah, but I'm also grateful for that because it's like cool lens to watch things. But that's why I try really hard not to learn anything about music production, because I'm like, I've already like had so many things like kind of spoiled and demystified. Like, I just want it to be like this magic thing that someone made this song. I don't want to know anything. I don't want to be listening for arrangements. I don't want to know who produced it. I just want to like listen to this song and think about my life.
Yeah, that's such a good point. Like, yeah, because like you think about that like with like comedy, like you can't enjoy it. No.
But you enjoy it. You enjoy it differently.
Yes. And like same with like film and movie and TV. But yeah, you're right. It is like a different way. And so, yeah, having that like not knowing, it is nice.
My stepdad was actually bigger than my mom, I think, about like, film. You got to watch these films.
Really?
You got to watch Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Oh, that was very
important. Yeah.
Those real classics. That's the thing. I never watched any of those growing up. So I'm like always like curious about like people who grew up and like, I don't know. You're like, oh yeah, Casablanca.
You never watched Casablanca.
Oh, I have seen that more recently. It is a good movie.
Okay, I'll watch it. Yeah, in high school, I really like, I watched a lot of old movies by myself in high school.
Oh yeah. Do you have some favorites?
My mom's favorite movie is Roman Holiday.
Okay.
We watch that like quite often. I watched Bye Bye Birdie like 300 times.
Oh.
Do you know that movie?
I haven't seen it. And it's Anne Margaret, right?
Anne Margaret. And like the whole thing is like Elvis is, but it's not really Elvis, it's Conrad Birdie, but Elvis is going to war and he's going to give one last kiss to someone in America, and they pick a name and it's like this big, you know, and then also Stockard Channing and Dick Van Dyke they're like songwriting duo, and they're like his songwriting duo, and they need to do something with him before he goes to war, so they are part of this initiative to get him to kiss a real high school girl. And then the real high school girl they pick is Anne Margaret. She has a boyfriend. But what's she not gonna kiss Elvis?
Ooh. Yeah. Hey, I never knew what it was about, but I'm like, I want to watch that.
Yeah, I would definitely suggest Fargo. I don't know where you can get it.
So cute.
Netflix does not do a good job of like, well, they never were interested in classic movies or musicals being part of
yes.
their. Like if you click classics on Netflix, it's like
it's like Ferris Bueller's like, Day Off.
It's a Tom Hanks movie. Yeah. It's
yeah.
Like, from like 2001.
I know. That's actually always bothered me because I want to go back and like watch these movies. And I'm like, why aren't they accessible?
I know. And then it's like, I'm on Nathan Hare's Criterion. And then I go on that and it's like, watch this crazy obscure French movie from the 20s. And I'm like, I'm not good at that either. I can't force me. I mean, I should be better. But
right. Yeah. You know. I'm not into like art house, like, I don't know. That's a little sometimes too weird for me.
Sometimes too weird. And also these movies are so fucking slow. Like now with our TikTok brain, it's actually a good exercise, but like to watch an art house movie where it's an endurance piece now for us. It's not like an enjoyable time at the cinema.
Truly. Yeah. And that's the thing too. It's like, I'll have to like purposely put my phone on the other side of the room and be like, okay.
I know. I try and do that too. I, at the beginning of quarantine, I was like really into David Lynch movies. I did a whole bunch of David Lynch movies and I would like, turn off my phone and turn off all the lights and watch them. Cause I think because society felt so weird that they worked for me.
Yeah.
Like, are those classic movies? Like, no, you know?
Right. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, now Netflix has like blurred my perception of what a classic movie is.
Yeah. You know, a classic Pretty Woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Okay. Well, I think we're reached the end here. So, running out of time. God, I can't find words. Yes. So we've reached the end. So we're going to do a little questionnaire.
Okay. Oh, I'm nervous for this part.
Oh, no, it's fun. It's not. Okay. Because the first question is, which Spice Girl are you?
Oh, I don't really know. Ginger.
Ginger.
Yeah. Or maybe Baby. I never saw myself in that group, but I loved them. That was the first album I ever owned.
Oh, really? That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh. Yes, I would say, yeah, I see Baby and Ginger mix. Okay.
Which one are you? Wait, sorry. I'll be faster.
No, that's okay. I've decided now I'm more of a sporty, not because Ooh. I'm athletic, but like, she's chill.
She's chill. It's true. Well, she's sporty. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I like her vibe. okay. So this is, which out of the big four 2000s reality shows, which one would you want to do? We have Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, or Amazing Race?
Survivor.
Oh, Survivor. No hesitation. Nice.
No.
Okay. This is like not really like a speed round, but have you ever performed in a school talent show?
Oh, yeah. I think every year, probably.
What did you do?
Oh, I would always make it up on the day. I would be like, we'd always be like, we're going to make a coordinated dance. We'll figure it out at lunch before the talent show. And then I'd be like, sever with ties with them for artistic reasons. And then I'd go and just do it by myself. And everyone would be like, why the fuck did she do that? This is another thing where I'm like, did you not know you were looking for attention? You know, why right. don't even be in the talent show. You know, you don't even have to be in the talent show. I was like, I have to be every time there's a stage, I've got to be on it. I was one of those kids.
Yeah. I felt that. I would do like dances, but they weren't actually dances. They were just like me doing actions to the song, you know?
Oh yeah, totally.
yeah. Okay. And then, okay. You know, Archie Comics, the world of Archie Comics,
of course.
Which comic would you be in? Like there's all the side comics like Josie and I don't know, Katie Keene, which one would you be in?
Well, I was a huge fan of Cheryl Blossom. I thought so hot. But I know that I would be in the Sabrina universe, I think. Or Ooh. Maybe Lil Jinx.
Oh my God. I forgot about that one. I would have skipped those ones.
I'd be like, what's she up to now?
I was also a Cheryl Blossom fan. I would like go seek out her comics.
Katie Kane was like literally a woman. Like that was what was so funny about it to me. Is like Archie's like they're all teenagers. Katie Kane, she's like really successful woman with a really hot boyfriend. She looks amazing all the time. Like she was like so
yeah.
beautiful. Ugh.
Yeah, she didn't fit in with the rest of that world.
No, I'm like looking up to Katie Kane now.
Yes. Do you know there's a TV show, a Katie Keene TV show?
I did. I go to the nail place. Well, I don't anymore, but I used to go to the nail place and it would always show promos. It would always play Honor SCU and the promos would all be for Katie Keene.
Weird.
I know. Cable's crazy. If you watch Cable, you go, wait, this is going on here for real in real time?
Oh my God. Yeah. So true. A million shows I've never heard of. Mm-hmm. That's great. Okay. And then I'm trying to like, I don't have any more questions. I'm like trying to think of one on the spot. Okay. I'm out.
You're out.
That was yeah. Great speed round. Thanks. It was very speedy. Oh, well done.
Oh, good. I was decisive.
No, that's good. Okay. Well, that's it. Where can people find you? What's,
Okay. Well, I think just Instagram because Twitter stresses me out. So I never say anything on it. So Instagram at Maddie Kells.
Maddie Kells.
That's it.
Cool.
And you know what? Don't even. Yeah. Follow me. Like that's nice. If you want to. But like, don't follow me. If you don't like it, you can leave.
Absolutely.
You know, if I'm not making you laugh, you know what I mean? Like make you do, I'm not going to tell you to follow me and be like, I need your support. You know, like if you are happy to be there, I'm it's pandemic. I'm not doing much. I don't have any.
Yeah. We're not promoting things right now.
No. What would I be promoting? Like that I bought white bread yesterday. Like, I don't know. I'm not spitting out content anywhere and I'm not gonna, cause I'm tired.
You don't have to. Yeah. So,
I'm so defensive. You're like, where can people find you? And I'm like, and you're like anyway, Instagram, follow me on Instagram.
Yeah. Or don't.
Or like, come look. And then if you don't want to follow. That's fine.
Great. And you can also follow the podcast at Dearest Pop Culture on Instagram for fun celebrity photos. Okay. Yes.
Thanks, Tina.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.